The deaths of more than 2,000 snow geese in Idaho last March made headlines all over the country. As we told you at the time, that was largely because national media were incorrectly reporting that the birds had suddenly fallen dead from the sky. We also told you that wildlife officials blamed avian cholera for the deaths. Adam Cotterell has this update on what experts now say likely killed the animals.
When the migrating snow geese were found dead at eastern Idaho's Mud Lake, fish and game biologists saw clear signs of avian cholera. But as agency workers disposed of the bodies, they saw some with no signs. They performed necropsies on some of the birds and concluded some died from cholera and others from poison. Idaho Fish and Game's top bird expert, Jeff Knetter, says it was probably a common rodent poison used by farmers. Snow geese often forage in agricultural fields, but Knetter doesn't know of any other instances of migrating waterfowl dying from rodent poison.
I'm a little bit concerned about it. We'll certainly be vigilant in the future. This sort of is another tool in the toolbox, another thing to consider when we come across any sick or dying waterfowl.
Knetter speculates this incident was just a matter of timing. Maybe, he says, the birds and the poison arrived in the fields a little too close together. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.